The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is Epiphany, and of course we traditionally think of the three kings on their journey following the star and finding the newborn Christ. They weren't actually kings. That came about later on, several centuries after the Gospel was written. It doesn't say kings, it says magi. We know what magi were. They were priests of the religion of Zoroastrianism, which still exists today. There are probably about 100,000 to 200,000 people who practice this religion, mostly in Iran. But it existed and was pretty strong in the time of the birth of Jesus. It had been around a couple of centuries already. So these were priests of that religion. Now, the great thing about Epiphany is, first, Christ manifests himself not just to the Jewish people. He comes as a Jew among Jews, born of Jews, and he is going to be the fulfillment of the great covenant God made with his people, beginning all the way back with Abraham. But today we celebrate that he brings in all the nations. God had originally promised to Abraham, "All nations will be blessed through you," through Melchizedek. And so here we're celebrating that that's happening now. Jew and Gentile are going to come together as a happy family under Christ. We call it the church. We call it the church. Christ is fulfilling and bringing all the nations to him. And it begins with these magi from the east. And what it means is that all cultures, all religions, find their perfection and their fulfillment in Jesus. That's our teaching as Catholics. It's not, if you're from another religion, that's bad and destroy it. We look for everything that's good, true, and beautiful in anything. And in Zoroastrianism, they had some good things that find its fulfillment and its perfection in Christ. They believed, for example, that within us is the power to choose good or evil, that we weren't controlled by the stars, so to speak, that we had the ability to make good choices or bad ones. They believed that there was a creator God. Of course, their understanding of him was not God the Father, as we understand him, but they believe in this creator God, not multi-gods. And they believed that this word of God that came through the prophet Zoroaster, if we meditated on the word of God that comes through Zoroaster and you think it through, that word can empower you to do the right thing. We do that, meditation, contemplation. And so these magi represent these priests, these wise men, who go in search for the perfection and the fulfillment, not the destruction of, but the perfection of everything they had already understood. That's what makes them wise. They're not satisfied just with what they had. They want it to be perfect. And Christ is the perfection of that. And so they bring their treasures to him, they lay them at their feet, and they say, this is what makes us perfect. This is what we were looking for all along. This is what we should contemplate on. The word of this Christ. God is giving us his Son. This is where we can find the fulfillment we've always longed for. That happens. We do this. This is the perfection of what those magi began. Coming to Holy Mass. Think about every day of the week. You're striving, we're striving to do holy things. We're not perfect, but we strive for goodness. And in that striving, we're asking for grace. And when we come here, we're bringing that struggle every week. You know, I had, you know, that was New Year's Eve the other day, and I had a lot of temptations on New Year's Eve, but I fought them. Not perfectly, maybe. Maybe I had one too many drinks. But I put up a good fight, and it wasn't that bad. I bring that fight here to this Mass. That's what my offering. That's my treasure that I give to Christ. And I say, make it perfect. I didn't make it perfect. But when I put it on the altar and it's combined with the bread and the wine, it becomes the body and blood of Christ. It's perfected. And Christ, whose sacrifice is perfect, takes all of our imperfect ones with him to the Father. And they become fulfilled. That's what happens at every Mass. And so we give thanks to God that it begins with the Magi. You know, one of the most important works of the Magi, the Zoroaster priests, they had to keep the sacred fire. There was a little hut, so to speak, not so much a temple, but more like a house. And in that house was the sacred fire. Because whenever a Zoroastrian practitioner prayed, they had to pray towards light. We want to live a life of light, and so they would have fire. And the sacred fire was always kept burning by the Magi, the Zoroastrian priests. And you were supposed to take a torch with that fire and take it to your house and light up your house and use it. It was a sign that the holy fire has now been spread to my home. And it would go out eventually. And so you'd have to go back to the Magi and get the fire again. Same with us, perfected now this time. Where do we get the fire? From Christ. Where do we turn when we need to face, when we have to pray? The light of Christ. He's the one that gives us the true language of God. He's the one that shows us the way to God. He's the one who shows us the perfect fulfillment of everything God wants for us. And it's the Magi who start that. And so we celebrate that today in Epiphany. We thank God for this treasure of the newborn Christ that we continue to celebrate in Christmas. And we thank God for this great and holy treasure of this blessed sacrament we're about to receive.